freaking believe this.
Relax, it'll be fine.
No, you have to put this back together right now so I can return it.
You can't return it. Howard wiped his bottom with the warranty.
What?
I think metaphorically, but he was in the bathroom for a while.
Howard, my father cut me off. I have to get my money back for this.
Calm down.
Okay. Okay, you're right. It's time for me to step up and take responsibility for my life. Be a man. Hello, Mommy.
Hello, Rajesh. What a nice surprise.
Well, I've been thinking about you. How are you doing? Are you happy, Mommy?
Such a sweet boy for asking. Can't believe you come from the poison seed of your father.
Well, I like to think I take mostly after you. Anyway, speaking of Daddy, I had a very strange conversation with him. He said he couldn't afford to send me money anymore because of his active social life.
What does that mean? Active social life.
Well, let's not talk about him or whatever shenanigans he may or may not be up to. Let's talk about you.
Rajesh, is your father seeing someone?
All I know, Mummy, is that he's a single, wealthy doctor. And now, for some reason, there's no money for your little boy.
Well, however much money your father was giving you, I'll give you more.
Thank you, Mummy. I love you. Helicopters for everybody.
What's taking so long?
I don't think this is gonna work.
Just let me see. Sweetie, you know you're supposed to wear clothes underneath a graduation gown.
A, surprise, you know that. B, I wanted to look like a sexy graduate for you.
Well, you do. Oh,
thank you.
On Skype, they're not gonna see your legs.
Well, I'm gonna go put on some pants just in case. But I have to say, this is very freeing.
Add a belt and I'll take you someplace nice.
Oh. Done and done.
Okay, I think I've narrowed it down to a faulty pin on the onboard communication chip.
Very impressive. You know, when you're done with that, can you look at this? It doesn't make smoke anymore.
One toy at a time.
Sorry. Yeah, maybe it's for the best. I hear locomotive smoke is the second leading cause of death among train aficionados.
What's the first one?
Suicide.
Obesity.
The tool you wanted.
Thank you.
You guys don't have to go to the trouble. I'm back in the money now. I can just buy another helicopter.
It's not about the money. It's about solving a problem. That's why I became an engineer. It's what I like to do. It's what I'm trained to do. It's who I am.
Now look at you. A little engineer that could.
Why don't you just call tech support?
Hey.
There's two kinds of people in this world. Those who call tech support and those who make fun of the people who call tech support.
I call tech support all the time.
You come on.
And now for our commencement address, one of our most distinguished alumni, noted Caltech physicist, Dr. Leonard Hofstadter.
Members of the faculty, students, I'm excited to speak to you today. I can't help but remember the last time I was in this auditorium. Two guys from the lacrosse team played keep away with my asthma inhaler. But enough about my 10-year reunion. I'd also like to take a moment to thank my beautiful fiancé for helping to make this speech possible, even though weather nearly prevented it.
Oh, hello! I didn't know he was going to point it at me, so... Don't do drugs and stay in school.
They're graduating.
Okay, bye!
All right, the power supply is reconnected. I think we're back in business. Let's just run a few tests before we take it outside. Sheldon, we got Wi-Fi.
Check.
GPS.
Check.
Battery charged.
Check.
4 hours of our lives gone. Check.
All right, all systems go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's what my train used to do.
call tech support?
Give me the number. Probably wind up talking to some foreign guy who's reading from the same manual I have.
It's my father, you jerk. Hello, Daddy.
What did you say to your mother?
Nothing. I was just calling to check in, make sure she's doing okay.
Well, after talking to you, she seems to think I'm some sort of playboy.
Really? I don't know where she'd get an idea like that. You know, Mommy, in a crazy imagination.
I'm so lucky I take after you.
You think you take after me?
Well, I try to. I certainly wouldn't be a scientist if you hadn't been my role model.
Who wants to go to Vegas in a real helicopter?
It was L. Frank Baum who said, "No thief, however skillful, can rob one of knowledge." And that is why knowledge is the best and safest treasure. Wow, I'm boring myself. Sorry, I can't see any of your faces right now, but I bet they look like this. I wrote an entire speech to say how high school prepares you and what a wonderful place it is, but I hated it. Maybe high school's great if you look like this. But I didn't even feel like I existed at that school. And now that I think about it, I bet a lot of you feel the same way. So, well, for the remainder of my speech, this is for the invisible kids. Maybe you never fit in, or maybe you're the smallest kid in the school, or the heaviest, or the weirdest. Maybe you're graduating and you still haven't had your first kiss. By the way, 19, and Geraldine Coco, wherever you are, thank you. Maybe you don't have any friends. And guess what? That's okay. Well, all the popular kids are off doing whatever, I don't know what they were doing because I was never there.
I'll play later.
The point is, while you're spending all this time on your own, building computers or practicing your cello, what you're really doing is becoming interesting. And when people finally do notice you, they're going to find someone a lot cooler than they thought. And for those of you who were popular in high school, it's over. Sorry. Thank you. Congratulations.
To us. All our technicians are busy helping other customers. Please stay on the line, and someone will be with you shortly.
What happened to me? How did I become an old man, baffled by modern technology? Next thing you know, I'll be hitching my pants up to my armpits and complaining about the awful music the kids are listening to.
But it is awful, isn't it? I just listen to that noise.
Hang on. It's working.
I did it.
How do you do that?
No idea, but I did it.
Can't be flying it inside.
I'm not flying it.
Then who is?
I don't know. Must be getting a Wi-Fi signal from somewhere else. Initiate landing sequence.
Hey, the camera's working.
Oh, look, it's me.
Export, can I help you?
Yes, it's a robot uprising. Call the police.
Really think they liked it.
Oh, sweetie, it was the best speech.